A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable this July the 7th, 2022. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. Tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are going to be speaking about the breaking news that we just got from Britain, where today we saw the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, resigning from his party as the head of the Conservative Party. And he is saying that he will stay on as Prime Minister until a new leader is in place. So that's the breaking news that we're seeing coming out of Britain today. So we'll be speaking about that issue. And we'll also be looking at what's been going on regarding issues affecting women in the country. We saw that the announcement came today after several of his cabinet ministers and junior ministerial aides resigned from their posts amid calls for Johnson to step down. The news of Boris' resignation as the leader of the Conservative Party have generated a lot of debate in Zimbabwe, which is a former colony of Britain. Many political analysts have been weighing in on whether such a situation could happen in Africa, including Zimbabwe. Should the cabinet lose confidence in their leader, would we be seeing the leadership resigning? So that's the big major news that's coming out of Britain today. And so that we'll be looking at what is happening over in Britain. Let's take a listen to what went on today.
The job of a prime minister in difficult circumstances when you've been handed a colossal mandate is to keep going.
A defiant Boris Johnson brushed off growing calls for him to resign on Wednesday. The UK leader has been wounded by a stream of resignations from his top team and junior ministers. They have stepped down in protest over Johnson's conduct amid numerous scandals, the latest one being over whether his office told the truth about sexual misconduct allegations against a lawmaker. During Prime Minister's questions, the leader of the opposition, Keir Starmer, grilled Johnson on the issue.
He knew the accused minister had previously committed predatory behaviour, but he promoted him to a position of power anyway. Why?
Prime Minister,
Mr. Speaker,
Conservative Whip, he no longer has a job.
Johnson also faced withering attacks from his own party. Former Health Minister Sajid Javid, who along with the Finance Minister resigned on Tuesday evening, stressed the need for integrity in politics. He also listed a series of scandals that had embroiled the Prime Minister in recent months, including the breaking of coronavirus lockdown rules.
I continue to give the benefit of the doubt. And now this week again, we have reason to question the truth and integrity of what we've all been told. And at some point, we have to conclude that enough is enough. I believe that point is now.
A month ago, Johnson survived a confidence vote of Conservative lawmakers. Current party rules mean he cannot face another such challenge for a year. However, some lawmakers are seeking to change those rules.
We're hearing there a report on what's happened in the British Parliament today regarding the resignation of Prime Minister Boris Johnson of the United Kingdom. But this is the issue that we're discussing today. But as I said earlier on, we'll also be talking about what is going on in Zimbabwe currently. So let me know if you can hear us. But as I said earlier on, yes, we are looking at what is going on in Britain, but we will also be taking a look at what is happening in Zimbabwe. We have seen that a lot of women have been afraid to take up leadership position for now. And, you know, there are a lot of rights organizations that have been weighing in to say what is causing women to shun taking up some of these leadership positions. When we look at the fact that there will be a general election in Zimbabwe next year. So I had the opportunity to speak to a rights activist and also a member of the Chitungwiza Residents Trust, Diana Kubea, who talked about what women in Chitungwiza, the problems that they are currently facing and also saying what she's seeing on the ground regarding women taking up decision-making positions. The gate is with Rakataura.
Ichokwadi munomu kutare chitungwiza chine matambudziko akawandisa semadzimai. Tinotarisa nyaya yedambudziko remvura. Hatina mvura, tirikurarama nemvura dzemumugodhi, tirikurarama nekutenga mvura. Uye zvekare pekutengesera, chese tinoziva kuti hakuna makambani, tinorarama nekutengesa. Pekutengesera pacho, nhasi panenge papwanwa mangwana tiripo tichishungurudzwa zvekare nevekanzu. Uye tine matambudziko emasuweji, tirikurarama upenyu hwedu huri parumana nzombe nekuda kwesuweji iri kuyerera mudzimba isiri kugadzirwa yaane makore irimo, nyange tikaripota madambudziko resuweji inenge ichinzi ichagadzirwa. Saka utano hwedu chaiwo hatizive pahumire. Uye zvekare nyaya yedi yemhirizhonga iri kuitika mushakanoti muguta rechitungwiza yekuti kuva madzimai asi ari kupondwa, madzimai ari kurohwa kunyange mudzimba yatingati gender based violence. Zvinhu zviri kutishungurudzawo semadzimai zvokuti hatikwanisi kana kutorawo maleadership positions, hatikwanisi kana kuzvimiririra, hatikwanisi kana kuita zvinobatika nekuti tinenge tichitakashungurudzika. Rimwe dambudziko yenyaya yesanitary pads. Tese tinoziva kuti madzimai ese tinoteera mwedzi wega wega, asi tiri kuona kuti sanitary pads radhura, hatina mabasa, tiri kutenga sanitary pads. Rimwe dambudziko ratinaro ratiri kukumbira kuti dai hurumende yakaongorora semaongororo ayakaita pamakondomu kuti makondomu anowanikwa kanyamuzvimbuzi mahara, ngavaito izvozvo kumasanitary pads. Tozotarisawo zvimwe nyaya yevana vedu, nyaya yedrug abuse munomuguta rechitungwiza. Vana vedu semadzimai tiri kushungurudzika. Vana ndo vanofanira kudai vachitichengeta, vana ndo vanofanira kudai vari kumabasa, asi iko zvino vana vedu vaparara nenyaya yemadrugs. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kutishungurudza muno muchitungwiza. Saka taka tichibatanidza matambudziko kosati nawo kuti matambudziko chaiyo kuti tirarame tiise chikafu patebhu. Tine masimu madhazi, tina nagogo, tine chirikadzi. Oh, vanhu vese ivava hatina chatiri kuita muno muguta, tirikurarama negwaku mukwako. Ndo matambudziko atina. Mishonga chaiyo kuzvipatara hakuna. Tine nyaya dzekunosununguka, tiri kubatwa rafu nemanesi. Unosvika ikoko onzi tenga chinhu chese, kusanganisira tsono, kusanganisira kuya nemabhaketi emvura. Ndo mamwe nematambudziko atiri kusangana nawo muguta medu. Semadzimai munofunga kuti matambudziko aya angagadziriswe sei? Tichiona kuti gore rinouya pachange paine sarudzo, madzimai ari kunyoresa kugota izvi. Ichokwadi chanzi tiri kuedza nepatinogona kuti madzimai mazhinji anyorese kunovhota, uye zvekare vakwanise kuwanikwa vachikwikwidzavo pazvigaro gore rinouya. Nekuti munhu wechidzimai anonzwisisa dambudziko remvura riri muno, nekuti anoda mvura zuva rega rega nekuda kwechimiro chatinacho. Saka tikaiunge tine macancellors madzimai akawanda muno muguta rechitungwiza, vachanzwisa ende vanotibatsira kuti service delivery inge ichiwanikwa, masuweji anga achigadzirwa. Tiveo nedhemu redu rinovakawo muda dhemu, tione mvura pamatepi kwete kutsiga kunge tiri kumuzwa.
Tiri ipapo panyaya yekunyoresa kuvhota, zvii zvamungakurudzire madzimai vakateere?
Ndikukurudzira madzimai ese kuti ngatinorejestai kuvhota. Kana usina zvitupa kana kuti maid inofunga iripo, chirongwa ichi chiri kuti uyai munene mawitinesi enyu maviri mupuwe zvitupa. Ngatirejestei kuvhota madzimai kuti remangwana redu ritinakire, tigokwanisa kuwanikwa tichitorawo zvigaro izvi, tigokwanisa kuwanikwa tichichinja guta redu, tigokwanisa kuwanikwa tichinomirira izvo nyaya yemasanitary pads, nyaya yemvura, nyaya yemasuweji, nyaya yemabasa chaiyo, nyaya yekuti timisika tivakirwe misika yatinokwanisa kubhadhara mitero, tichitengesa zvatinoda tisinga dzingirirwe tisingapwanyiwe.
Tinoona kuti manga muine mhirizhonga imomo muchitungwiza, zvichizoita kuti takaona pachirasikirwa upenyu wamuzvare Blessing Hand. Izvo hazvisi kuita kuti madzimai asadze here kupinda munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyu?
Ichokwadi zvinhu zvinorwadza, zvinotambudza masiro akaita Small Blessing Hand. Zvinhu zvinotambudza zvikuru, ende ichokwadi kunotoona vamwe vakadzi vaakutaura kuti hatingakwanisi kupinda munyaya dzematongerwo enyika kuona chikazoitwa zvaakaitwa. Ichokwadi zvinhu zvaafekta madzimai zvikuru, nekuti tisu takabereka, tisu zvekare madzimai acho takaona chimiro chaachakaita mutumbi waSmallBlessing Hand. Zvinhu zvaka zvinorwadza.
chokwadi chekuti tototarisa kuti kune mamadzimai achatotadza kukwikwidza kutora zvigaro nekuda kwenyaya iyi.
Aiwa, apo tikuona isu tanga tiri kunzwa zvakare kubva kuna muzvare Diana Kuvhea vechitungidza Residence Trust vachitaura ivo nyaya yemamiriro akaita nyaya yekunyoreswa kwemadzimai kuti vawanikwe ivo vachienda kunovhota. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa ipo pano, uyezve pamunopinda muchirongwa yeDiana tinzwa kuti muri kutinzwa here, uyezve kuti kwamuri ikoko kwakamira sei panyaya yezviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tinoona nhasi taona mutungamiri weBritain vachiti ivo vari kusiya basa. Mungaone zvakadai zvichiitika muZimbabwe here? Pindai muchitaura pfungwa dzenyu, tienderere mberi nechirongwa. Aiwa, panguva ino ndabva ndaita rombo rakanaka. Tinova isu tine munyarikani wedu anofarirwa pasi rose. Vazhinji vanomuziva kubva munguva yapfuura vachiita zvekuimba nezvimwewo, asi nhasi tinavo ipo pano pachirongwa. Regai tibva tao tivapinde muchirongwa. Muzvare Loveness Wester, tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu.
Tinofara kuva muchirongwa chenyu. Thank you so much.
Maybe if you can just tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Loveness Wester? And where are you currently? A lot of people used to, you know, follow you. I think you're still being followed, but where are you and where would people know you from?
I'm now based in the United States of America, but I'm from Zimbabwe. I'm from Bulawayo. I'm a musician. I grew up at Amakosi Theater. And many people who used to follow my music will remember the song Tolera. Instruments. That song was never being recorded in instruments until I recorded it in 1996, and 2000 and 2001 is when it really became big in the country. And many other songs, I don't know which ones that you know, but I've recorded at least more than 6 albums of my own. I'm in the United States and I'm still using music, and because I believe music, art, is a tool that we were given by God, the divine, to heal and to transform our lives to be better, to be happy and healthy.
Regai ndombangopinda muchindevere mobva mambotudza nerurimi rechindevere kuti muri kupi uyezve muri kuita mabasa api, munozikanwa nemamwe mabasa api, mataura imi kuti makakurira kuBulawayo.
Yes, mina Loveness Wester ngiphuma eBulawayo, ngikhulele eMakhosi Theater. Now, okwakhathesi ngise America, ngise Oregon. Ngi-musician, ngi-dancer, and I'm also a healer. I use music and art and dance to heal. When people are sick, this is what I do. Looking up here in America, I'm still singing and dancing. But siyakwazi ukuthi recently, art has not been really doing so well. Many businesses have not been doing well in the corona. However, things are coming back to place. My dream is ekhaya someday soon. And ngizoncedisa abantu abadubekileyo, abagulayo, abafuna, you know, umama, ngizwe umama omunye ekhuluma kulokhu zalapha interviewer neshona ekhuluma ngama problems asekhaya. All those problems akhuluma ngayo umama lo, ama problems angikhathazayo la mini nje, izinto engizikhangelele ukuthi as ngisenza ama programs I'm looking at helping to transform izinto ezinjalo, amanzi, ukuswelakala kwamanzi, singenza njani ukuthi sinike abantu bethu ekhaya amanzi, ama sanitary pads for ama women, ama girls, singenza njani ukuthi sincedise aba omama labo dade ukuthi ba labo babe bafile ukuthi bangabantu, you know, that to always feel like something is wrong. And also singenza kanjani ukuthi see, just in many other things that are needed in our communities. So all those things are the things that I'm really they're dear in my heart. When I come to travel, I back home, those are the things I'm looking into helping support. So, oh mama, oh bani, anything in Lama programs, I would love for you to connect with me so that when I come, I use what's called love, peace, and harmony. I believe that when we can connect at the heart level, we can spread love, peace, and harmony to transform each other and to transform our communities. Please, let's connect. If you can hear me, find me, Loveness Wesa, on Facebook. Also, Nile WhatsApp, if you go to Facebook, otherwise, ask from Usista Madela. She will give you my contact. I want to connect with all of you Zimbabweans, because I'm coming home, not for me, but for our country. I'm not doing it in a political way. I'm not a politician, but I'm doing it with love, and I'm doing it with spreading healing to each and everyone who hears me or who comes in contact with me.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting there indeed. Mumbo tita uraneshona kuti mataura eni kuti mune chirongwa chamuri kuita. Chirongwa chipi ichi uyezve mataura kuti muda kuti mumbodzokera kumba. Munobatsirawo munyaya dzemadzimai nezvimwe taona muzvare Diana Kuvhea vanga vari kutaura ivo vari kuchitungwisa vachitaurawo pamusoro pematambudziko akatarisana nemadzimai, matambudziko ekuti nyaya yemasanitary pads iri kunetsa, nyaya yemvura iri kunetsa. Asi mabva mataura ini kuti izvi zvakubatai uyezve munoda kuona ramangwana muchishanda nemadzimai, ndezvipi zvamune makubatsira nazvo?
Basically, I believe God is a God that hears and listens. And when we can talk to him fully, things will happen. I mean, I grew up in church. Mm-hmm. I believe in God, but it's a different way of connecting with God and looking more deeper into what it is we want God to help us with. Mm-hmm. What are the problems we are really facing that we need support with? A good example is this weekend, I've been planning on I'm going to Zimbabwe for a while. I haven't been to Zimbabwe in 17 years. Mm. But this past weekend, I was packing some stuff to take to Zimbabwe, books. I want to come and teach about love, peace, and harmony, and how people can heal themselves. We don't have to be going, suffering, you need to bring your own whatever. I want to empower abantu bekwazi, how can they do things for themselves without having to rely on someone. How do you heal yourself when you have cancer? How do you heal yourself when you have a heart problem or whatever that is? You know, mental, whatever. Abantu ana lava kuluma ngabo. We've got children, we have drugs. How can we help them? We can empower each and every person on their own, connecting with God in a different way, very deep, real God and Jesus. Nothing is fluffy or trying to look for our testimonies. I'll be coming there to do the work that I believe God put me in this world to do. And I'm in America. I'm not suffering or looking for any being something back home. I'm looking to empower abantu. And so there's so much problems that if we knew what to do, we can transform our own communities. The evil has been taking control of our communities. But when we can transform the heart of a person, we can transform those who are evil into doing good, then many other things can start to fall in place. Goodness will start to come in place. So the projects are big, and the plan is big. It's not my plan, it's God's plan. I'm not coming saying, hey, let's put the money and do this. It's not about giving anyone money or spoon-feeding anyone. I'm not spoon-feeding you. If you want to empower the community, you show them how to fish, and you show them where to fish. So that's what I'll be doing, empowering you. Instead of you relying on me, I want you to rely on yourself. Instead of you relying on going to find someone to help you, I want you to rely on yourself. So I'll mm-hmm. be coming to empower you with those many tools, many, many tools.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the example, let me go back to the example of mm-hmm. what kind of things that I believe God has the power to transform.
Mm-hmm.
So I was putting things together. I'm saying, okay, I need to ship these things. They're going to cost a lot, of course, to ship to Zimbabwe. I need to ship these things to Zimbabwe, and I'm ready. I need to do fundraising, and because I'm going to need thousands and thousands of dollars, a lot of money to ship what I need to ship. you know, for, so that when I come home, the work can go easily. So during that time, as I'm doing that, I'm praying, God, only you know how I'm going to make this happen, mm-hmm. okay? Of course, with my own money that I make monthly, it's not enough. I'm going to need to call other people around the world to support in this. But this is what I believe God said to me. Loveness, I used to sell food here in Zimbabwe in these festivals. Sometimes I'll be performing and I have my own food stand. Mm-hmm. So I sell food and come up with tens and thousands of dollars. Why not, right? It's just like having a restaurant. So as I do a prayer, right, a few minutes after doing a prayer, I go and look online. There's a site where people give things sometimes. So I look in this online. I find someone is giving impupu from Ekaya, mm-hmm. you know, ufu from Kumusha, here in America.
Really?
There's thousands and tons of food. They said, if you can carry it all, take it all. Mm-hmm. They don't know what to do with it. They don't know what it is. They don't know where it came from. But it came through Amazon. It was sent, but it was sent to the wrong place. And this person said, we can't find the owner. We don't know what to do with it. So we have to either dump it away or anyone who wants this, come and get it. Mm-hmm. For me, I felt God was answering me right in prayer, and God will answer you. Miracles can happen when you are empowered to know what to do. So this is what I'll be doing, you know. When there is hunger, what can we do for God to bring things like this without us scratching too hard? Through your heart, God can make things happen. Mana can happen. Things can happen.
Asika tumbotarisa kuti vamwe vanoti saka muri kuti muri kuita zvekunamata here zvichiprofita here kana kuti zvenyu zvakasiyana.
And I don't want to be called a prophet, mm-hmm. even though every human being, munhu wese akazvarwa ane chipo, every person, vana vadiki kana vari vadiki, mwana anogona kukuudza kuti ndikuona angel, ndikuona zvakati. What we tell the kids, no, get out, you're just dreaming. No, shut up, get out, put up another. We are clothing the children when they are born connected with heaven. They are mm-hmm. born connected with God. They see God, they can hear God, they can hear the angels speaking. But we, the parents, are like, maybe I'm crazy. It's because we were not taught, it's not taught in schools, because this is reality. This is the gift a human being was given when we were born. So that Uganda closes us from connecting. The crown is a very sacred place. Heaven is connected to us with heaven. This place here. So when we are putting the mishonga, you go vara, we are varying connection to God through those things. I have done that. My children were put all that, except for the last one was not.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized through my children, there is a connection with God, but then we disconnected by clothing crown. This is a very sacred space. It's a godly space. Saka munweze ane chipo cheku connecta na mwari, through our crown and through our inner being. Inside of ourselves, we've got this tool to connect. So we can clear what was done to us through mishonga, zvechivanhu, zvirikuitwa, you know, tichienda kunganga, achitipa zvimwe zvacho ndozvokuvhara zvimwe zvakawanda, you know. I'm not saying nganga hadzina kunanga. Nganga are good. Prophets are good. As long as they're connected at the love level. It has to be love only. It cannot be about it's not about revenging. It's about clearing in love. Oh, my husband doesn't come home anymore. I don't know what's happening. Oh, okay. God, can you help me clear this thing so my husband can come home? I'm not here to harm another person outside of me. It's really love. Love melts all blockages and transforms all life. So we'll be teaching how love can open the ways to anything you're working on. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's reconnecting back with our roots through love. It doesn't mean ancestors are evil either. I do connect with my ancestors. I said, yeah, my ancestors. Only the ancestors that is connected with God come and work with me. Only those that are connected with God. Those who are doing the old things of harming others, please don't come.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. While we are on that subject, Mombo, Taura Nendevele, Munenge Murku and Akupi, Kublawa, Kamataura, Makato, Kwanse, Ku Taura Nanevamo, Tinshangendru community in the Spatra, so Kublawa.
Like I said, said, I haven't been home for 17 years. So when I'm saying I'm going home, I don't mean I'm going 3 months from now. I don't know.
Oh.
What I've done in my life is I don't force myself. I follow when God says, this is the time, let's go, we go. But I prepare myself by, right now, like I'm packing. If I'm packing, God is opening the way. God knows when I'm going to go. However, yes, I'm spreading the word little by little from those that who knows me. 17 years is a long time. I haven't been home. Hey, guys, I'll be coming home. I start with the artists. Because I'm an artist, I'll be coming home to create more art. And through the art, then I can reach out to the communities on stage doing what I do, healing people. Those who are crippled, if you were not born crippled and started to be crippled, we will see if God can transform you. I've seen this work. I've seen other people transform from crippled, from being paralyzed, people with cancers, people in a coma, coming out of a coma. So this is something I want to bring back home, to empower you to do the same. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying don't treat me like a prophet, or don't treat me like, I'm just a human being with a gift that you also have. Everybody has this gift. Every human being has this gift. But it's just that align well, connect well, we've got this gift also.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm planning to show you that you have a gift, use your gift, let's get out of this struggle, let's get out of trouble, and let's support each other. Those who are doing well, let's support those who are not doing well. But with the sanitary page, and my other wish is that we can create a warehouse where people are donating from all over the world, donating food, donating whatever, and then the community comes once a month or once a week, whatever, to come and get something. Instead of Gucci, one of our chiefs named Zara, that's not going to spend up to Koro because he didn't name Yangu, he named Zimbabwe, he named everything, he named stories, he named Zara food, neighbor, Hanakan as Raina. So we will try to implement these things to learn again to live in the spirit of Ubuntu, the spirit of oneness. This will come from when we clear our hearts and know that God is giving us the gift of flourishing in our family, not just for us but for others also.
Tiri ipapo regaiti imbo timumbo pinda muchindevele muchiri kuimba here Classmates Vesa nekuti vazhinji apa ndationa munenge mune imwe feni yenyu iri kukufarirai ari kunzi Tsebe Moyo ari kuti ari ku Big Falls. Pane muchiri kunyora here zvekuimba izvi? If you can speak in Ndevele.
Yes, niyahlavela. I'm still looking Hlavela. Niletend lake America. Particularly America, it's not about, you know, ukuthi mama band members akho nxa kungela job, they are working, bayasebenza, balomsebenzi wabo abawenza. So sometimes it gets not so easy ukuthi sithi asangenene ku tour, sambe on tour, because bana boss wabo labo, they need to be paying bills, because I cannot pay them every month if I'm not having any performances. I'm going to sing babadale every month. So yes, people are free to go work and find jobs. So ukuhlabela ngiyalokhu ngihlabela. During the corona, there was what is it was manga kuhle, musicians, artists, everyone, actors, things, zasuga zaba, everyone, if any business was affected. So, but since we are back as our musicians, as artists, to recreate again. So, however, I believe what connecting with your roots is the most powerful thing. So, niyabuya ekhaya ukuzo build gucha my art, so that nangi sithi this is me as a Zimbabwean artist. I'm showcasing the art here in Zimbabwe. Not with like American musicians, most of them are Makiwa. And I'm not saying about was. They are very good musicians. But Maufaga, the true roots, I'm an artist, Ekaya, Ubafaga, Lapa, Utasenzen, I'm a dancer. The world then get to see the authenticity of who as a creator, as a producer, as a director, I can direct. And as you, as the artist, what you can, your shiningness, you know, your sparkleness. I'm coming back home looking for those artists. If you are a dancer, a musician, whatever it is, actor, find me, because I'm looking for you.
Mm-hmm. Also, I like that project that you're saying that you're going to be putting together, performing artists, so that you can build a bigger brand. But, you know, most people think that it's very easy to be an artist in America. Explain, I like what you said about, you know, the singers, they also have to go out and work. Chimbotnia to tsana ngura ine shona kuti zvakamira sei kuti unge uri muimbi kana munhu anoita zvekutamba echiti uchibva kune imwe nyika zvinyore here semudzimai kunyanya.
The truth is, this in your way, all over. Art is not something that unongo pinda muart and then wakuchoita zviribon wanditi. Inini, I've traveled around the world, I've performed big stages with big Hollywood stars, but it's really at where pandiri now. It's not about being famous anymore. Okay? Fame is good, you know, it's like I'm born to eat, how good one in my job mouth when it's good, you feel like good. For me personally, it's as narrowed down. Fame is good, but for who? You bring things there and windows which is over no do for who? And this is okay, I've achieved what I achieve. Now what do I do about it? And this is I've come in a place of okay, I've been famous, I've performed in all those big stages, but what can I do to help them? However, coming back to your question, art whether kumusha can go neri, zwakango fanana. And you have to learn to market yourself. You need to learn to keep the product authentic at all times. And you need to know you have to work hard. You have to keep pushing until they don't understand you. When do you think you will grow? You can't grow by yourself. You will need others to grow. I was fortunate with Bandaka we and a place where Abana Oregon, Mustaki and Dir. Sakamaka Zambira, Marimba, Banvaito in Bauret, Mazimbabwe music, Sakandaka Sutan Dona, very much a support with Nikati musician, Vayuako, Banorita Marimba, Norizambira, Barivarungu, Baganzi, Swana, Maichi, Maichuaniso, now Nababa Chuaniso Pano. Sakandaka, like America is very a place which Zimbabwean performers, you can find a lot. Through one vacancy, so now Baba 20, so now my 20, so on. We were very lucky and fortunate. We can do that. But anti chayo kuwakum niri, it doesn't mean kuti watowazi, you know, whatever. Watowanichi, suffering is very real. It's very real as an artist in America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to go back to what you said about Amai and Baba Chuoniso contributing immensely to the music or the artists in Oregon. Tell us a little bit about that.
These are the pioneers of Zimbabwean music and art in America as a whole. Waka wuya kuma 60s, you know, waka suka waka dzidzisa. Saka Zimbabwean music yakato ita all over the America especially. Wherever you go, schools have marimba. Many schools have marimba. They've heard about marimba. They play marimba or they know something, you know. So in some ways, America is home for me because I can never get lost. I can go to any state. They know something about Zimbabwean music. They played a big role in putting our map and our culture in this diaspora that we are in America. And we bow to those kind of people who are the pioneers of our traditions. And for me personally, I bow down wherever they are in heaven or wherever they are. I say thank you for allowing our culture to be known so that when we follow in your footsteps, we don't feel like strangers. People are like, oh, yeah, Zimbabwe music. Oh, yeah. So we need to also remember about how we are before us. So to thank you, Chirugutenda, Bana Chuoniso, Angarim Pano, Chugutokutenda, Makaita, which is Zaru Raon Zira, Bana Mai Chuoniso, Mai Chuoniso, I told it up Bika Sadamuno, Sagamari Antipa, Wufuman, Dabu, Bika Sadamuno, the Wufunda Fiona Maru, Dinato, Tenge, Mario, thank you, Africa, for it on. That's what I'm saying. Marana Kupa, Japupa, Zauno Zira. From Kumushakwaku, what are the odds? Because when you live in America, in a place is very white. My Africans very few pano. We are from it's Iwita from South Africa. Because I believe God gave this so that I could bring it back to Musha. It's thousands of dollars worth of stuff in there. That's not a little thing, but it's God showing us that He is here. When we pray, God hears us. And when we think, this was meant to happen, God will show you, this is me answering you by showing you something very odd. Something from your country will come to you right as you finish praying. Bam, there it is. It's just God saying, if you don't believe that it is the prayer being answered, I will make you believe by showing you. This is not normal. You know, imagine me. There's so much intricate stuff, but as we go on, you, everyone watching, get to know me. You will understand. And when the work starts to happen, people get healed. It's not about wanting testimonies, and I don't want to call me a prophet, because I'm not a prophet, okay? I am not, I'm not looking for fame through Vanuganachi, Hilavan, Bambatirakika, and Sukutakusaga. Same.
So that's what I was doing. Let me hold you there and just ask you, what got you started as an artist? Now you are going into healing. How did you transition? What got you started to do that?
When I came to America and Universal Church of Kingdom of God or something like that. Then I have church Maxen. Before I end up with my course, I'm going to make a six no end up church, no prayer, no zoka kumba, no geza, no gazra, no end up with my course throughout the day. But lunchtime, no drive, no end up downtown, no prayer again. Can I pass a prayer at my side, no bar, no church again. 3 days, 3 times a day, no prayer. No matter, Mwari. You go never know what you far around in me. During that time, call an AIDS, when I took care of AIDS. In the face of our Morizango, we do a doctor and didn't take a remark, sure. Do pay what she put your crap. Do pay what Simba. Take your number to Morango. Can I say it on a Jesus? It should be taken a nasty. Do pay what she put your job. One minute to write on a Jesus, do pay what anyway. How much than was that pay and don't know what you need? Do not know AIDS. And I'm not saying do not have AIDS. But you could never say what I did. In America, you are forgiven. That was my prayer. I'm a musician, but music, so what I believe is what you sing is what you become. What we sing, you're not going to change someone. For example, in a song, I don't sing like that anymore. The song started to come to me. They come to me changed. It's like God or the angels are saying, hey, sing this differently. So the song started saying, so we are all one people. We are one. So once you change the words, what you think starts to happen around you. It's high time the artist know to choose the words wisely. If you say, I'm beautiful, I'm able, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I can do this, you can do it. But if you say, Ondrugutambura, Darwara, Naitase, that's what you bring to the country. The whole country, the vibration goes out. It's not Tambura, it's not Rwara, Tiafa, Naitase. It's not, you know, what you sing is what you become. So the art and the healing are one. Art is because God said, love me. In this lifetime, you don't have to be an artist. Because as an artist, you can use the word in a beautiful way and spread it to the people in a very beautiful, loving, healthy way. It's not about sitting down and saying, oh, Mari Wango, all the time. So, but I'm just Mari Wango, but Mari Wango is what matters.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming from me? When I'm on stage, it's about my heart. If I'm on stage and in my heart, it's not going to work. But if I'm on stage and say, Mari Wango, and it comes from my heart, God will make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Maybe tell us in the daily, just what she shared right now for those who are listening, to just say, what got you into moving from an artist to a healer?
I did not move out of it. I'm in it. So I'm in the journey. The journey is molding me. Everything I was prepared, in Debele, okay, sorry, but anyway, everyone understands this keyword. So mina anga pumigo art. The art is something unprepared by what loveness. Since I feel like we are an artist in this lifetime, so that you know, no more self-pressure. Thank you so much. So, and all of you, thank you, love you guys. So, unkulunkulu said, since I feel like we are artists, most of the artists was a touch of unkulunkulu is the person who needs a zona, your dance, your grace, your love, your whatever it is, your smile, because the smile is one of my biggest things when I get on stage. Okay, your smile. God is real. God is not fake. But you believe that I'm a church as a human being.
People who criticize what you do, or how do you handle that as a woman, especially?
I was criticized many times, and I don't care about it. Because if I care, I'm holding myself back when the world is waiting for me. When we start to look, oh yeah, you're not doing the word of God anymore. That's ego. That's an egoistic way. So one you're egoistic. But when you can care about because when you believe what God is talking to you about, because when now you're connected with God and your people, you are the bridge between people and God. So as a bridge, you don't look on what kind of car is moving on me. I'm the bridge, cross over please. Cross through me because I'm your bridge. I'm gonna connect you. Then you don't care about people. When I started, I can call it an awakening, connecting more with God.
Mm-hmm.
That was like early 2011. People talk about the world's going to end in 2022, 2012. To me, God was showing me more things. I was like, God, you know what I said? I said, God, please, I see a beautiful life in front, but please stop. Can you wait? I told God, I prayed for 6 months, God, please slow down for me. I said, slow down for me because if I'm going to have a good life, I want to have it with others. I don't want to do it by myself. I want also others also to get there. So, but during this time, I went on my Facebook page. I had wasted religious youth. I had Christian. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
and that I moved from Christian. I said, I'm non-religious.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about?
Hey, listen, you're non-religious. What kind of a thing? What are you? Every people were following me. Some people, not all, but a few. You're non-religious. Religions divide us. Religions create, oh, I'm better than you. We are Catholic, we are better than those. Those are better. It creates division. We are just one people. We not division. We are a spiritual being in a body. We are a spiritual being in a body. God did not create religions. Jesus did not create religions. You know? Jesus was not Christian, first of all, but we're not going to go into that. Jesus is a child of God, and he's non-religious. Every religion, he loves them all. That's mm-hmm. all I wanted to say. He loves all the religions. He doesn't say, oh, no, you are not Christian, you are this, I'm not going to love you. Mm-hmm. That's all I wanted to say. Okay.
And also maybe just take us through, is it easy to balance being a mom, being an artist, and now a healer? How is that balance?
You just have to follow nature's way. You have just have to follow nature's way. When you're going to work, is it easy to work full-time and be a mother? Mm-hmm. You can say no, right? Either you find a helper, or you try to figure out how do your children fit into what you do. With me, my children perform with me. So mm-hmm. in that part, when I'm doing performances, it goes well together, right? So, and then I schedule myself around my children first, they come first. So school time, when are they going to school? When they're in school, I'm doing my work, mm-hmm. my healing work, my outreach work, my marketing, my business, I'm doing when they're in school. When they come home, food is cooked, we eat. They're done eating, they clean their stuff, they go to their room, I continue my thing. So you just have to learn to do your things around family and be part of the family. That you say, okay, kids, you do your thing, I do my thing. You have to learn to be one and go follow nature's way. You plan to be a mother, you can't kick that out. So, yeah.
Maybe to be proper, guys, both on the national team. During your era, kuva uri muhimbi, wosu tishakare, amai vanevana, wosu tishakare, munarpita zvikura.
Shona yangu iri nai.
Saura yangu.
You know, because babu wangu, baru babu nyanga, anzina kura na babu wangu. I self-taught myself, Shona, especially to kuverenga. I self-taught myself to kuverenga, but kutaura, mama would always spoke, Shona, but we spoke ndevede. So, babaru babu nyanga, and then ninzu blawayo. So with friends and family, you know, I learned kutaura a little bit. But now to kuvaku musha long time ago, tagungwe dazo kujamburira whatever that is. But you know, so your question, you kubataniza kujengriza, right?
Yeah.
So show English, okay. So it's not agusinyore kuva ma amai wachita nzauzauzauzita. It's the same sherokumusha. Kana mwina zora muri kutengesa mwine vana munenge ida makabereka muchitengesa zvamuri kutengesa. Unotsvaka someone kuti akubatsireiwo. Ubikirewo vana ndichinomboita izvanzi. Unongoitawo zvaunokwanisawo kuti uone kuti how can you live together? You know, samai and nezvaukita. Saka ini zvandakaita vana vangu vari vadiki ndinoperforma navo as a musician, ndinoperforma navo, ndodhensa navo, ndosinga navo. And then kana vaendawo kuchikorowo ndosarawo ndichiita zvangu zvandofanira kunge ndichiita kumaketa business rangu, kuita maworkshops angu, ndichiita zvokurapa vanhu, healing, teaching others how to heal, ndikuita vana vangu vari busy one zvavo. Kana iri family time yo handii vauyawo kumba todya tese. It's just you have to just learn how do you mix these things? How do you live as a family and do? Each person akauya kutaita zvakapiwa chipo chake. Mwana wangu kana chete ndoda kuita drawing. Go to your drawing, I'm doing my stuff also. So it just becomes natural, just like breathing. You don't think about breathing, it just happens. So I encourage all artist mothers or whoever is doing other things, don't forget to bring the family together in your life, yeah.
And then also growing up, vana vazhinji vanenge vachikana vada kuita zvekuimba kana zvekutamba, vanenge vachinzi izvozvo izvo ndezvehurombe hazvina mari. Munoti chii kune vakateerera nyanya vane vana vari kufarira kuita zvemitambo kana zvekuimba?
And then as one that is mama wangu wana kusupport as panda katanisa. Isi saka nangamu ma 90s ya. You know? At time yoyo wangu wa sikona kuti uwa ita nurse. Kana kuto ita teacher. And iti da secretary. And iti ndofa iwone onu mabere kinedu. Ini nda ida kuja zwangu zwaga. Sina umbo ito ne umwe mskana. Da ida kuja karate. Karate ya ndaka wona downtown. Da ita igara downtown. You know, my flat, saka kwa hivani nzimbo ya karate, here. Mama kata karate, mama kata, what is she? Eh? Munu kata, I mean, she, ukita, teaching, or secretary, or doctor, or something, those are good. And that was all, ita omwara, kandi wona, ondopa, andipa, usangane, amakosi, na ita karate for free, so ndaka enda kuna ita karate ne amakosi. Dan funga funge zogita acting. Acting daka ita kuskoro, da ita drama kuskoro, ne kuchechi, ne singing, choir. Da ito ita, da ita farira. You know? For me again, God was preparing me through the choirs and all this. I say to the parents, kana, wini mwana wapa ane chipo chaku imba nyoku nengriwa. Usa mura mbize, but make sure utano ita za chiko, kana hati kuchiko, asusia nene chiko nende. Muka tire, uchiwana uti kana chenda, mwana mku kana chukwa nifoku mwende, famyende seo, musa pote. Because from that mwana anovrika kuona kuti what is the strength ya mwana huyu anogona kuti aite president patana takamudamvarira ha azoziva kuti what are the gifts that they carry. That is a very sacred tool for mwari because through art inokuchinja mind yako izvi kuchikoro unoita very smart because there's creativity happening. You can be a leader through art. You know, my subject is really easier because the mind is working. Mind, only 10 to 15% brain cells. But brain, all the time. I used to creativity. Mind is growing, is healthy. So I support parents who support their children because I support the children to do art. But I'm not supporting the children. But good, look at that art and say this is school. Until Pamela goes and someone that went to me, imagine at your right. Hey, mother, what a flyer! Yeah, mother! I was to support her, but before that, someone was support. Because it was not, they'd never heard of a woman with a karate or acting and dancing on stage. Vasikana, coming back to that, Vasikana can walk in down stage, especially Vasikana. Never come on, I was coming on, I didn't imagine the rich, like that. Art is not like that. Art is a sacred tool from God. What do you call it? Honor it and respect it. Respect yourself because you are a child of God. Do art in the way Pesuka, I almost said it's not here, but which is the wrong thing. I'm still child of God. Can I wiggle of my so that I want to marry? It's okay. It's not that you are for sale. But I don't know what you wear thousands, but hey, what did you smile on stage? That's what they do to me. That's what they did. I thought you were smiling at me. Why can't you talk to me now? I was just entertaining. I'm sorry.
Maybe you can just give us that in Ndebele, talking about how it's important for parents, especially to support the children that want to go into the arts. What you were saying just now, in short.
Especially among themselves, they are coming nowadays. So, if you want to buy them, they sell them. But when they have drugs, you know, but when they have drugs, when this news goes and they say, "Oh, they sell them," they buy them. The other thing, why are you going to buy them? They want to say, "Hey, I'm in Zono." Then they want to buy them. I'm a boyfriend. No, it's not like that. So, when you want to support them, they will come. They will like sell like pants and just turn around and I like what you are very gifted. I will support you. And also, but out there, Trust, you love yourself and respect yourself. No matter you are a good dancer, this and that because you are worthy, you are beautiful, you are meant to do big things. We support Ntanafo, you know. The art is not what Nyamazanga. That's the way we were looked at. It was, oh, things of that we were being told. How did the state in Suli Wule? No, it's not. It's not. He art in Guayo, now Umtana sends the art, he music, he dance, drawing, he analyzes his brain now. Scientifically, it helps. His brain develops. His brain is busy creating. It becomes creative. It could change the art, even not in America, every school in the art, because they know. But the art is very good for children. They are very, all of them. If all of them are there, they do really well. Because you have to see brain. Then you see to me, if science, your mundo, so it's only 10% or 15% of your brain cells. So out of 100, now it's only 10%. Where is the 90% of your brain? It's sleeping. But now students see us, our brain is active, it's excited. The brain is the one to do more. It wants to create more. You're developing, you're growing, you're becoming a leader, you're becoming something. So don't look at the art abantu as if it's usefulekile kayefuleka ngumntwana umncedise ezumzana. Yeah.
Ayi wathi aphinda ipapho tsitsayo kuti vanhu vanenge vachida kunyatsunzwa nezvamunoita mukudzidzisa vanhu vanokuwana ipapo.
Vanwana bona kundi bata ndine website, but website I'm not happy with it. I don't usually tell it to people, but I still do. I believe in the spirit of Ubuntu. Ubuntu means I am because you are. We are one. We are one human race all around the world. So my business name is called Ubuntu Wellness Art Center.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a UbuntuWellnessArtCenter.com. It's a website. Or meeting on me tola on Facebook, Loveness Wessa, Instagram. And WhatsApp, Milama groups and create these people did not know their mother for 40 years. You know, Usekai, one is the last interview you did, this person heard me right here. We interviewed late. What 40 years then I was with Mama Keunga. A week later, after they heard me here, they connected with me, and I'm working with them through WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
They met with their mother.
Wow.
Yeah. Usekaya, he met with his mother. And then he was like, oh, my mama gets well. Can you help me? So I've been helping the mother. The mother has been doing well. You know, so those kind of things. I'm not here to think I'm anything, but I'm here to support you. If you feel you're also having something, kumbe we are gula, kumbe. The thing is, this thing is not, oh, God didn't say it's all going to be free. Because when I spend 20 hours doing it, how do you expect me to survive, right? I want to buy a badala, but kulabantu abangakwanisi nothing. Like this guy I'm talking about, he had nothing. Mm-hmm. I helped him. Now he was looking for a job. He found a job. All those kind of things.
Are you on WhatsApp? If you can give people your WhatsApp number. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my WhatsApp number, where do I put it? Can I put
you can just say it out aloud. Okay. And then people will
write. So if you're in Zimbabwe or other parts of the world, you write plus one, right? Remember, that's our country code. Plus one, and then 9 7 1 2 2 4 9 9 3 2. That's my WhatsApp, that's my Instagram, not Instagram. We've got Amayama platforms, Telegram, and another one also. So there's more of those, but the number is the same. So you can use, connect with me there. Like, I mean, I have thousands of people, so if I don't say hi to you or respond to you right away, don't feel bad. What I do is in this group, I send a message so everyone can hear it. If you ask a question, I might answer a question with other questions of others together. So you are answered. When I'm giving a blessing, I give a blessing to everyone in the group at the same time because I cannot do one. Millions of people, I cannot afford to do that.
Thank you so much, our guest, Loveness Wessa, who was here with us today. Thank you so much. You had a very lovely day. Thank you so much to our guest, Gladness Wesa, who is a performing artist based in Oregon here in the United States, and is also a healer. Apo tangatiri kunzwa kubva kuna Muzvare Gladness Wesa, varikuti ivo kana paine vanoda kunge vachivatevera, vavatsvage paFacebook page yavo, pasi pezita rekuti Gladness Wesa. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye, ndiri muWashington. Ngati sanganei zvakare svondo rinouya pano pachirongwa chedu chinotarisa zvinosangana nemadzimai.